Hi, I'm Carmen Forsman, a program manager on the Project Roam team. In this video, I'm going to introduce you to the Project Roam platform. Today I'm going to cover what the Project Roam platform is, the opportunity we have, and how we address that opportunity using the platform. Then we'll take a look at the basics, showing some of the APIs available for developers like you to build into your apps. So what is Project Roam exactly? Well, our mission is simple: drive app engagement across devices and platforms. Let me repeat. We are all about driving app engagement across devices and platforms. We do this by offering APIs on multiple platforms, including Windows, Android, and iOS. The idea is that we want to deliver a personal OS that is not tied to a particular device or platform. We know that users will choose different devices for different jobs. Through the Project Roam APIs, developers can build experiences that allow users to move between these devices seamlessly. The easiest way to think about Project Roam is like an umbrella of functionality grouped into experiences happening now and later. In this video, I'll be discussing the remote control and session APIs. These are the APIs for experiences happening now. If you are interested in the activities APIs or the APIs that provide experiences happening later, I encourage you to check out Megan Brown's session on activities. For us, the opportunity in Project Roam is very clear. Let's look at an example of a typical day. We use multiple different devices throughout the day for different reasons. In the morning, as we start our day, we could be using our phone or having the TV in the background. During the day, we may sit in front of a larger screen device, but the phone is always close by. As the day comes to an end, it is very likely that you're back at home on maybe the same devices, or maybe now you're on a tablet device, browsing, doing some shopping. Or if you're like me, you're back to the TV watching your favorite shows. The remote systems APIs can be best described in three pillars. The first is discovering the devices in your device graph. And by device graph, we mean all devices registered with the same MSA account. Once you choose a discovered device and connect to it, now you can command the remote device by launching a browser or app onto it. Or, for an even richer experience, you can use remote app services to send messages between those devices. Some examples of these types of experiences include enhancing experiences with your apps by using all the glass of your devices around you, transferring experiences from one to the next. Or you could choose to use a device as a remote control for the other. Perhaps you have an app that would be perfect for providing companion-like experiences between devices. This is all capable using the Project Roam platform. As I mentioned before, Project Roam has SDKs available on Windows, Android, and iOS platforms. In this example, we'll look at device discovery using the Android SDK. You'll use the remote system discovery object using the builder to define filters and the discovery listener to handle when devices are discovered, as you see here. Once connected to the target device, you'll use the remote launcher APIs with the launch URI async method, which takes the remote system that was discovered before, passing in the URI that will be launched, and also handling the iRemote Launcher listener for the event. Now let's take a look at app services. These are the set of APIs used for messaging. You start by creating the app service connection, passing in the app service name running on the target device, the package family name for the Windows device that you're targeting, the remote system that was discovered, and listeners for the connection and response events. Once that is established, now you can message using the send message async method. In the App Service Response Listener implementation, you'll use the response received method to check that messages can be sent successfully, and once you've done that, you can now choose to send a new message or not. Let me show you an example of an app available today called ContinueOn PC that is built on top of the Project Roam APIs. I'm switching to my iPhone. Okay, on my iPhone, I've browsed to Bing.com. Like I mentioned, we have this app available today, and I've already installed that on my phone. I'm going to navigate to the Share Charm and look for ContinueOn PC. When I select it, I have a choice to continue now or to continue later. I'm going to choose continue now. And in doing so, it's going to be automatically doing a device discovery of all the devices in my device graph. You will see that Karman F laptop is found. So I'm going to select it. And when I switch back to the PC, you'll see that Bing.com has been launched. Okay. We've taken a look at the remote system APIs that allow you to do communications between your devices. But what about multi-user experiences that we want to use? Well, that's where remote system session APIs come into play. There's four parts to the remote session APIs. There's hosting a session or creating a new session, and you do that by using the remote system session controller, where you would provide a new session name. You would handle the join requested event and accept participants as they join, as you can see here. If you're not hosting a session, but just a participant looking for an existing session, then you can look for sessions on the remote system session object calling create watcher. And once you start that watcher, it will start looking for sessions around you. Once a participant has successfully joined a session, messaging can flow between participants using the remote system session message channel, as you can see. Okay, let me show you an application of these APIs in action. I'm going to ask Megan to come up to the stage and work. I'm going to show you a quiz game app that we have. Okay, I brought up the quiz game app, and I'm going to host a new game. I'm going to call it Karman's Quiz and start a new game, which is starting a new session. Now, Megan is going to try to join my session or join the game. Okay, now Megan has found Karman's Quiz, so select that. Add your name and join the game. So since I'm hosting the session, Megan is going to be playing. So I will hit start quiz and go through, or Megan's going to answer these questions. And so you can see we can have a game between two participants. Okay, let's jump back out to the slides. The remote systems APIs are available today, supporting discovery, launch, and app service messaging on Windows, Android, and iOS. The remote sessions APIs are available on Windows in the Fall Creators Update. I hope you are as excited about the Project Roam platform as we are. To try it out, please visit us at aka.ms/Project Roam to get more information. And we'd love to hear from you. Thank you.